RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Heavy on the late nights on the Fan, 105.1 FM. Counting it down to kickoff. We are pleased to be joined right now by Ryan Kerrigan, Washington Commanders. Ryan, good morning. How's it going?
Doing great. How you doing?
It's a thrill to have you on, and we asked if we could chat with you because hearing from the fan base all week, and we'll have the game on obviously tomorrow night, and everybody's excited for that. But for the people who have lived it and been through it, what's this ride been like to watch this team you've been a part of for so long break through?
Yeah, it's been awesome. I mean, I've played here for a long time, 10 seasons. Was 0-3 in my playoff career as a player here, and so I never tasted victory in the playoffs before. So to get that done this past weekend was really, really damn cool. And just getting to be a part of it with this group, it's been a really special season so far. And it's just been outstanding. And it's really cool to see how excited the fans are and how the community's really rallying around the Commanders. So it's just been all good.
Is there anything you can put your finger on just that, whether it's the coaching, the players, it just feels like this group's really tightly bonded?
Yeah, and I mean, it starts at the top. I mean, from Mr. Harris down to AP to DQ, I mean, the culture that they've been able to build in a short time it's been truly a sight to behold. I mean, really, you hear that word all the time, culture and environment and whatnot, and to see, the impact that has on an organization and how it then can translate into on-field performance and production it's cool, and it's very affirming. Really cool.
Yeah, Ryan Kerrigan's our guest today, and hear the game, of course, tomorrow. He'll be there in Detroit, assistant coach for the Commanders. What did that look like for you in the transition? Because obviously you'd been in the building forever. What went into that process of hanging around? And I would assume that was something you were very interested in doing.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, as I got later into my playing career, I started having more younger guys come up to me and asking me different things about how I saw the game and, hey, how would you play this? And kind of realized, maybe I got to give this coaching thing a shot. And I got an opportunity back in 22 to be a part of Coach Rivera's staff, and I've loved it. I've loved it ever since. I love still, getting to be a part of the game, and I love contributing what I have to the guys that are playing right now, and hopefully I can do that for a long, long time.
It's so cool to still see you around and pass rush specialist. What is it, you know, this group of guys on paper, certainly not, you know, top in the NFL, but you guys have been able to make an impact this year. What's been the difference?
Well, I think we've gotten really good production from, you know, guys like, you know, Frankie and Dante on the edges, and, you know, Dorrance Armstrong really has rushed the passer really well this year as well. The numbers, you know, I'm sure, you know, there's some sacks he was close on that, you know, that would make the numbers look strong, but he's, you know, he's rushed the passer really effectively. And so I think just as a group, as the season's gone on, we've done a better job of, you know, stopping the run and then giving ourselves more opportunities to get after the passer. We just got to, you know, stick to that game plan, just try to stop the run and then just affect the quarterback when we can.
I know he's not specifically your guy, but we saw the Deron Payne x-ray. He posted that on social media. What's that like when you've got a guy that dedicated to the cause? He's got half a finger. He's still out there playing in the second half of a playoff game.
Well, I mean, yeah, injuries unfortunately are part of it, and you got to give guys credit when they're able to fight through anything that's bothering them.
It's and Joe Witt's obviously the coordinator. What have you seen from him week to week, and just what he's been able to do to get you guys in good positions?
I mean, his football intelligence has been remarkable. I mean, to be around and experience that in the meeting rooms and see how he sees things, and his mind processes so fast, so you're able to see why he's had so much success throughout his career as an assistant. Now being the coordinator, it's been a similar process. I mean, the guy, he just processes information so quickly and is able to have an answer very quickly. And but more than that, I think the way he's able to interact with the players, the demeanor he has with the players, you know, he's able to, you know, get his point across without coming off in any kind of, you know, negative way. And I think that, you know, that being able to interact and deal with the players in that kind of way is what ultimately makes, you know, makes the difference in him being a really great coach. Cause I mean, he just has a really great way of interacting with the guys.
Yeah. We're seeing it out on the field. Our guest today, Ryan Kerrigan, you remember him from the time he sacked all those people, and he's now assistant coach for the Washington Commanders. What's the locker room like after these five in a row now, last second victories? Is it as heart stopping as a coach as it was back in the day as a player?
No, it's been incredibly crazy. I mean, these close finishes, but that's what's made them sweeter, is that we've been able to find ways to win in these moments. I mean, DQ always talks about winning time moments, and we were able to come up big in those moments. And you got to credit the players for their resolve in those moments, because it can get hectic and get stressful and crazy, but you know, like I said, you got to credit the guys for being able to stay the course when the going gets tough.
You're in there every day, obviously, and not the favorites this weekend against Detroit, but it sure sounds like that doesn't bother anybody in there.
No, I mean, that's part of it. Detroit's had an awesome season. I mean, hell, 15 wins, that's really, really hard to do, and really talented group. I mean, you look at their offense, and you'd be hard-pressed to find many holes on it. So it's, you know, they've earned what they got, and we got a challenge in front of us, but we're excited for the opportunity.
How is coaching compared to playing? Has it been as fulfilling? What's it been like to be on that side of the ball?
I mean, nothing beats playing. I mean, nothing beats playing. Being, you know, putting on the helmet and going out there and competing, you know, and, you know, running. I mean, as crazy as this sounds, you know, running into somebody that's bigger than you and trying to best them physically, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, it's a hell of a thing, and that's why you got to enjoy it while you have the opportunities. But I mean, this is that next step. You know, this is that one degree removed from playing, is coaching and being able to put guys in position to live out their dreams. And so that's my role now, is to help put our guys in the best position possible to succeed. And I'm loving it. You know, it's like I said, nothing beats playing, but I mean, this is really damn cool too.
We're loving watching. Ryan Kerrigan, kind enough to join us on the Fan. You'll hear the game, of course, tomorrow night, 8:00, Commanders and the Lions. Before we let you go, though, you spent many training camps down here in Richmond with us. Do you remember when they sent you incognito on the street to do the video interviewing fans, because that's still one of my favorite things you guys have done.
Oh yeah, out through Carytown, that was awesome. I mean, it was I still get people. You know, I mean, you're doing it now, but I still get people that bring that up. I mean, what's so funny to think about is, like, you would think, like, you might watch that nowadays and think, oh, maybe they scripted that, you know, like maybe they like kind of planted that young lady to say that. And it's like, we didn't, that was like all legitimate. And so that's what made it so funny and so cool, was that it was all organic. It was all authentic. And I mean, I guess we got lucky. We ran into the right person on the right day.
It's fantastic. Well, thank you for spending some time with us, and good luck in Detroit.
All right, thank you.
That's Ryan Kerrigan, pass rush specialist, assistant coach for the Washington Commanders. He'll be down on the field Saturday night as they try to take down Jared Goff and the Detroit Lions. Kickoff 8 p.m. You'll hear it right here. We're back with more after this. You're listening to Richmond's home of the Washington Commanders. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, Friday Fun Show, giveaway show. Thank you to our friends, Appliances on Lakeside, Richmond tradition, locally owned, our friends Tammy and Paul Kelly, for all your appliance needs. Appliances on Lakeside, they're at 5418 Lakeside. They're online, appliancesonlakeside.com. Appliances on Lakeside, where tradition meets technology.
Richmond Institution.
The man qualified to make these determinations, Gary Hess.
That's right. In the dictionary under Old Richmond, there's a picture of me. That's exactly right.
I'm getting there. I'm closing in on 2 decades in Richmond.
Okay.
So I can offer opinion.
You've gotten the memo at this point.
I can offer an opinion. I can say, yeah, Appliances on Lakeside, man. They've been there forever. They know what they're doing. You can come in and say, they're a Richmond institution.
Right. Of course. And, you know, I will say, and shout out to Appliances on Lakeside for being a friend of Sports Radio 910 The Fan's high school football coverage.
Yes. They have always been awesome. And I love what they're doing here today, because the Commanders are good. That hasn't happened in forever. Last time it happened, they had a different name. They had a name in the middle that they weren't any good with either, that I loved. Now they're the Commanders, and you rep your Redskins stuff, wear it, go out, celebrate with the game. But a lot of people are ready to buy in on this. And so we're giving away hats all day long. We got the burgundy and the gray there. Which one do you like, Gary?
I think, given the choice, I would choose the gray.
All right. So it's a little subtler, I think. So when you come to pick up the hat, Megan will be here. You can pick which one you want, the burgundy or the gray.
So the burgundy W with the gold trim, mm-hmm, looks better on the gray background than it does on the burgundy background.
Interesting. I feel like the burgundy one's more of an all-in look. Like if you're wearing a Terry McLaurin jersey, I think I'd want the burgundy helmet as well to go the distance with it. I think if I was just wearing like a, you know.
What number is that again?
17.
17. I'm terrible with uniform numbers.
You're a literal play-by-play announcer. It's not a great thing.
No. If I study, I have it. But in terms of just watching, okay, like fandom,
yeah.
I was at a radio station, a sports radio station in Lynchburg, where I was a recurring guest years ago. Used to do sports trivia Jeopardy with media members, and you'd take on somebody else, and I was really good at it. Until one of the categories was uniform numbers, and I would just get housed.
Yeah.
And so, it was, I'm just not very good at it. But 17 to me, as much as I'm a fan of Terry McLaurin, and we've talked about that.
Not a wide receiver number.
17 to me screams in Commander's / previous name lore, screams Billy Kilmer.
Oh, okay. Billy Kilmer. Yeah, it was weird when Dwayne.
Before your time.
When Dwayne Haskins came and took Theismann's number, that was a bit of a,
yeah,
that was a bit of a one-off. So yeah,
I still forget that he was 7.
Yeah. Jaden's 5. He Tressway, the punter, was 5 and gave the 5 to Jaden, which I think was a savvy decision. I approve of that decision.
You approve of that.
Tress did not have to punt on Saturday. We had him on the show, or on Sunday. Nobody had to do anything Saturday because the game was Sunday last week. He didn't punt at all.
Somebody needs to remind Tress that sometimes your greatest ability is your availability. he was there. He was ready.
We had him on the show Monday. He said, "I'm punting on demand. Whenever you need me, I'll be there. Just call. I'm there."
POD.
May not need him tomorrow, though, because the Lions and the Commanders are the NFL's two most aggressive go-for-it teams in fourth down style situations.
You know, I find it interesting. You know, we've already established that I'm an old man, okay? So I just, at what point did field goals become a bad thing?
Well, field goals also became more automatic, I think. It was an equal thing. Like, back in your day, somebody hits a 55-yarder. Somebody hits a 55-yarder.
Excuse me, I'm going to go cash my Social Security check now.
Put it on your checkbook ledger.
Actually, I do still have a checkbook
ledger. There we go.
But 2 months ago, about 2 months ago, I caught the bank with a mistake by using my checkbook ledger.
Let's go.
Just so you know.
All right. Got to keep them honest.
I just compare it with the... I do online banking totally, but I use a ledger just to, as a cross-check, double-check.
I think two things happened. Used to be you couldn't... it was very rare.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To make a field goal from 50 plus. That was a special event. It's,
right.
It's not anymore. Now 60 is the new 50.
100%.
Possessions don't start on the 20 anymore. They start on the 30.
Right.
So every possession now starts two plays away from a field goal. A couple passes, you're in field goal range. They're more or less automatic now.
I understand all of that.
Yeah.
But there are now I can understand when it's, you know, fourth and a foot and a half at the, you know, and you're at the 35-yard line in that quote-unquote no man's land.
Agreed.
You know, so I understand that. I understand all. Yeah,
I also understand it from the goal line. If you're fourth and goal from the one-yard line, I like it then, too, because of the field position coming the other way.
Not, but at the one, yes. But fourth and goal at the three.
So three is the magic number that the analytics people don't know on. One and two are yes. Four and above is no. They're split on three, yeah.
Yeah, I just And the one thing in analytics that I will never, ever, ever understand or agree with is the whole thing, if you're down 14, is it? No, if you're...
Yeah. Yes, if you're down 14 and you score, you should go for two.
No, you should not. No, but the thing, the one I really disagree with is if you're down 15, you should go for two.
As opposed to taking it to eight.
Yes, you make it a one possession game.
I disagree with you, but I do think coaches now take that too early. Like, we're seeing third quarter teams chasing points. That's too early. You should, at the end, you should do those things, but we're seeing it seep into like the second or third quarter.
So you're saying if there's 4 minutes to go in the game and you're down 15 and you score, you should go for two.
If you're down 15 and you score, you should go for two. Yes, I agree with that.
Okay. So, I don't.
So you would agree with me that if you kick the extra point and you go down eight, the next time you score, you should go for two.
Well, yes.
Okay. So wouldn't you want to know if you're going to get it or not? Because if you go for two that second time and don't get it, the clock has probably expired and the game is over.
I understand that.
If you go for it early and don't get it, you can adjust your plan accordingly the rest of the way.
Except for the fact that onside kicks are now pretty much 0% chance.
That is true.
And so, to me, you make it a one-possession game when you can. Use your timeouts to get the ball back, get down, and take your shot at tying the game. Next time, don't be behind by 15 points with 4 minutes to go.
Good, solid advice from Gary Hess. Just don't be losing by 15. None of this is an issue. The one I don't like is the proposal to replace the onside kick with a 4th and 20 or a 4th and 30. That feels way too gimmicky to me.
I don't like that. And I hate the new kickoff. And here's the thing. I'm not against change, different ideas and things like that. Love the addition a few years ago of the option of fair catching a kickoff. I love that. I think that, you know, so there are changes that I like. I just don't like the fact that I just think you should be able to take a shot at an onside kick without telling anybody.
The onside kick is the biggest thing we've lost here, for sure. Because you're correct. Onside kicks have basically gone to zero.
Right.
And that's, I don't know that that's a problem per se, like, but it changes the game. Definitely.
I remember, who was it? It was Sean Payton with the Saints, right? That had the surprise onside kick to start the second half in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
You know, and it's like you think about that and how exciting that was. It's like, yeah, that's never happening again.
Nope.
Nope.
Because you literally can't do a surprise onside kick anymore.
I know. It's against the rules.
Literally against the rules. Right. Yeah. So we will never see it again.
Unless the rules change.
Doesn't feel like we're moving back that direction, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Commanders, Lions, biggest spread of the week, but they've got Jaden Daniels. Do you give them a chance?
I think every team that is left has a chance.
I think there's one that doesn't, but I'll let you carry on.
Okay. I think every team that's left has a chance, but I will say that I don't think the Commanders... Here's the thing. The Commanders... are going to, whatever happens in Detroit, they're going to go home and say, this was a great season, we have arrived, by every measure, this is a success. And so, and I know the Lions are a little banged up on the defensive side of the ball. I think getting David Montgomery back is a huge thing for Detroit.
Agreed.
Running the football with that 1-2 punch, plus what, you know, Goff can do with the receivers. I just don't see, as good as the Commanders are, I don't see him keeping up with the Lions offense. I just think the Lions are going to get it done, and there's no shame in that for the Commanders, and we'll see what happens from there.
I'm so excited about just the fact that they're in it, you know, and they're not. They're not just happy to be there, which is correct. But I'm allowed to just be happy they're there.
Here's the thing.
Because I'm not playing the game.
And the thing of it is, even, you know, they could be just happy to be there and not even realize they're just happy to be there.
I don't think they are.
Though. But they may not be.
I get what you're saying, sure.
And I think that is where the presence of Dan Quinn makes a huge difference.
And Bobby Wagner and Zach Ertz.
100%.
100%. Because Bobby Wagner may not be a part of the Super Bowl team here. Like, right, this might be it for Bobby Wagner. I hope it's not. I hope he's back next year. But this might be it.
But if he's not part of the Super Bowl team here, he really was part of the Super Bowl team here.
Oh, no question.
Because
which reminds me of the great Ron Rivera quote from last year when he knew he was going to be fired. He said, but I've set this team up for future success. When they win the Super Bowl, y'all can just mail me a ring.
Nice. Nice.
Maybe a Cracker Jack box ring. But
he does have one, though.
Oh, he's got a ring personally. Yes. No, he was preemptively attempting to claim credit for whatever the next guy would do. And then the next guy came in, looked around, and was like, there's nothing here we can work with. it's an appliances on Lakeside blowout sale. Everything must go.
That's right.
get it all out of here.
That's right. Except for number 17, he stays.
He can stay. 93, you can stay too. John Allen.
Right. Ed Tressway, he can stay.
The team I don't give a chance to is Houston, by the way. I don't think Houston can win the Super Bowl. They can win this week, sure. They can pull it out. They can't win the Super Bowl.
No, I was talking about all the teams left can win this week.
Completely agree. Completely agree with your assessment.
Yeah, I think every team can win this week. It doesn't mean they will. And I will tell you this. Did you watch Monday night?
Yeah.
I think the Rams might have beaten just about any team in the NFL Monday night.
This is a silly thing to say. I was going to say people sleep on how good Matthew Stafford is. I think everybody knows how good Matthew Stafford is. There's a top tier that is Mahomes, left in the playoffs, Mahomes, Allen, Jackson, and then I think he's next. He is the next guy I want on my team.
I don't disagree with you at all. I think he's one of those guys that you start to take for granted a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think people don't realize that I think he's going to wear a gold jacket one day.
He is absolutely going to wear a gold jacket one day. It's cool that he left Detroit and had success, and it's cool that Detroit has had success too. Because if one of the two had, it's a little like, ah, man, because it's good that they both have. It's like when Roy Williams left Kansas, went to North Carolina, Kansas, won a title. He then won a title. Everybody's happy. Everybody
right.
gets what they want in life.
So I think it's great, and I think the marriage of Sean McVay and Matthew Stafford gives the Rams a leg up in most situations.
Yes.
And, you think of the Rams' defense, you think of Aaron Donald's not there anymore. But the defensive line reminded us Monday night that they're still pretty darn good.
That was a costly night for one Sam Darnold.
Yes.
Between that and the Lions game, he may have had some zeros taken off of his next paycheck.
He might have, but yes, he made some mistakes. But in fairness to Sam Darnold, I loved seeing some replays from the end zone camera behind him.
Yep.
Because he had nowhere to throw the football.
Nowhere.
He had nowhere to throw
the
football.
And no time to throw it with.
And you know, it's like the few times he had a little bit of time, you look up and it's like covered. You know, unless you've got the Dan Marino arm and you can cram it in a pinhole.
Yeah.
You know, it's just there was nothing he could do. And yes, it cost him some money, but far from all of it was his fault.
No. Gary Hess, sports director, 910 The Fan. You were here last time they won a playoff game. You've been here for... I think about...
I was telling A1 yesterday, I worked here the last time they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. which, it's cool to have a little of that juice back. Like, we gave away hats in the previous segment, and the lines lit up for 5 minutes straight. Like,
yeah,
what a great time to be doing sports talk radio in Richmond, Virginia.
I remember we used to be tied, 910 used to be tied to the Virginia News Network, and that's where I was working full-time, and I did stuff on 910, and this was just before we started high school football. And my partner in crime, Steve Molesky, went to cover the Super Bowl in Minneapolis.
That's cool.
While I stayed home and minded the store because he was the sports director and I was the second banana. And when you're the second banana, that's what you do.
Second banana doesn't get the Super Bowl trip. I'm quite aware of that.
so I did. But, you know, and I said, well, hey, enjoy that weekend, Minneapolis.
I got to send you on your way because we have a very special guest on the other side.
Okay.
Ryan Kerrigan. Joins the program.
Very nice.
Next, you'll enjoy that interview, and then we're giving away hats at 10:50. Get back here. Don't miss it.
Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. Appliances on Lakeside giving away Commanders hats at 10:50. Ryan Kerrigan up next. Gary Hess, everybody. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Thanking our sponsors, Appliances on Lakeside for making today's giveaway possible. We're giving away 10 Washington Commanders hats over the course of this program and AWOD Radio to celebrate the Commanders in the divisional round of the playoffs. You'll hear that game tomorrow night right here on the Fan 8 o'clock kickoff. But tonight, you'll hear VCU basketball on the Fan. A lot of excitement around that program as well after a very nice win on Tuesday night at the Stews. Good to have the fans back there. And, of course, the voice of the Rams joins us on game days, Robbie Robinson. Are you in Philly, Robbie?
I am, yes. We actually had a little delay getting out last night, just a little bit, and got in a little later than normal. But, yep, woke up here in the city of brotherly love, MP, and it's a chilly but sunny day in downtown Philadelphia.
I know you'll make the most of it. I know our guy Ed McLaughlin's out having a cheesesteak somewhere right now. That's a good place to spend a day, no matter the weather.
It's a beautiful city. Yeah, it really is. Like, I just got out about a little bit, and I mean, they've just done a great job here. There's cool statues. Obviously, the art museum is just spectacular, and the river's all frozen over with all the scholars that are out and about. So it's cool.
And scholars, that's a vocabulary deep cut right there. We're going to go have ourselves a regatta later. All those words I didn't learn in my Midwestern upbringing. Robbie Robinson, voice of the Rams, joins us. Take us back to Tuesday for a second, because I thought that may have been the most complete game they played all year. St. Louis is good, but these guys handled them, and just the way they clamped down in the second half was really impressive.
I agree. I think it was our best game. And I think the way you phrased that was correct. It's our most complete game. Still wasn't 100% a complete game. We gave up 40 points in the first half, which is well over what we normally do. And I think if you were to inject Coach Odom with truth serum, he'd say that's something we really need to clean up. But after that, you know, offensively, things were clicking. Obviously, you know, Joe Bama still had 23, and Jack Clark hit a three-pointer, had double figures. Max had 11 points and 9 assists. So we were really firing on all cylinders offensively. And, yes, when we came out of the locker room in the second half, we were great defensively. And that's – man, if we could put that together for 40 minutes consistently, we are going to just make a ton of noise in this conference, because I think talent-wise, Michael, we match up with everybody really well. It's just a matter of, can we get out of the gates quickly? And that's just something that we still are struggling with in our games. We come out great in the second half, but the first half, we're a little clunky, and I think they'd like to neaten that up a little bit.
Yeah, I was impressed by Jack Clark. I think he's evolved. He's figuring out his role, figuring out his place, and certainly the trust to put him on Robbie Avila. Is it Avila or Avila? I was walking around all last week saying...
I think I was saying Avila.
I was saying Avila. And
yeah, I think that's what it is.
Okay. I got confused because they were calling it... calling it something else. Whatever it is.
Right.
Having the trust in Jack Clark to shut him down, and that he does that. He's really found his role a little bit, I think.
He is evolving into it, and that's important, because I think at the beginning of the year, he would have been a perimeter guy that hit a lot of threes and made other big step out to guard him on the perimeter, which would open things up inside. It hasn't really turned out that way for him this year, just for he struggled shooting, and so. But you're right, he has become a guy, at least on the offensive side of the floor, that's going to crash the glass. We need you to get rebounds, double-figure rebounds, Jack. And then also, we need you to play physical defensively, and he did that on Tuesday night against Avila. And, yeah, Avila still had 18, I guess, or 20. He was around there, but he didn't affect the game. He didn't take over, and I think it was a quiet 18 points.
It was, and a lot of it was at the free throw line the first half, and they got that under control. And any game Phil Russell doesn't foul out, you know you're going to get the shout out from Coach Odom in the post game. He emphasizes that point.
Yeah, that's a key for us. I think playing defense without fouling is important, especially for our guards. And that'll be important tonight, because they've got some really good free throw shooters at St. Joe's that I'm sure we'll talk about in a minute. But yeah, we got to play without fouling, and Phil Russell does. And I think it was on Tuesday, the second half, and all of a sudden he got called for a foul, and I was like, well, it's Russell, and it picked up his first foul. Wow, okay. And
yeah,
the scoreboard, we're up 14, and that's Phil Russell's first foul. And I think you can make that connection and not have to go very far to do so.
There's a direct line between him staying on the court and this team being good at basketball. And then, of course, Brandon Jennings as well. Good to see the local kids doing things.
You always love it, man. I mean, he comes from a long line of great local players, and I mean, it extends way back. But Kendrick Warren, and you know, in my time here, it's been guys like the Burgess guys, and you know, and Fats Billis is part of it now. So when you get a good local kid, it's fun. And Joe Bamisil too. You know, you forget Joe Bamisil is a local kid. He went to Monacan, and so between he and Brandon Jennings and Fats Billis, we got three 804 guys that are playing good, if not great, minutes. And Brandon. You have to credit Brandon Jennings, right? I mean, here he is. He is the fifth guard. And the guys ahead of him are all upperclassmen, not just upperclassmen, but graduate students. And I think it'd be easy for him to be like, well, you know, I'm just going to kind of bide my time. But he's not. He is taking minutes, and he is being productive. And I think that speaks a lot for his game and what we can expect in the future with him, because we're losing a ton next year, unless some wacky NCAA rule allows him to play another year, which, Michael, you never know, but I don't think that's going to be the case. Zeb Jackson, Max Shulga, Philip Russell, Joe Bamisil, they're all gone. And there's going to be a lot of...
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
It's up for grab, and there's some heartburn, I think, just about who's going to pick up those minutes, because you got to be good in the backcourt in the A-10. And Brandon Jennings is saying, hey, guys, don't worry about it. Like, we got this. And so that the way he played the other night was a positive step in that direction.
Unpredictability in NCAA rules. I have no clue what you're talking about, Robbie. Robbie Robinson joins us from Philly. You'll hear the game, of course, tonight on The Fan. AWOD's got your pregame for you and the halftime show. St. Joseph's, obviously, we know them. We see them regularly. They are always a tough out. The importance tonight of getting a road win to keep up this little momentum that was built on Tuesday.
Well, you're building blocks, right? We've won 3 in a row. We're 3-1. Everybody's beat each other up in the league. Dayton is 1-3.
Incredible.
Are you kidding me? You're like, what in the world? And so, you know, for better or for worse, and I think the only way now we become a multiple bid league is if somebody like us goes on a 14-3 run here over the next couple weeks or whatever. Like, you know, we have some gaudy conference record. So that's it. That's what we're playing for now is a gaudy conference record that all of a sudden we slowly but surely creep up into the conversation for an at-large bid. Right now, we're on the outside looking in for that, just because we let some things slip in the preseason non-conference, but it's still feasible. I mean, if you turn the page in March and VCU is sitting there at 14-1 in the conference, we're going to be mentioned a lot. And that's what you're building for now. And then you're also building for that top four seed. So that's part of it. I think the Rams have, if we could, you know, we have a tough stretch here at St. Joe's, at Rhode Island, St. Bonaventure, at St. Louis, and Richmond. Those are five really difficult games, no matter who or what the records of the opposition are. And so if we can get out of that and be in really good shape in the league in the top two or three, I like our chances down the stretch. But it starts tonight against a really good St. Joe's team. I mean, they're 11-6. They've got wins over Texas Tech. They've beaten Virginia Tech. I guess, fortunately, we're not VCU Tech, because it seems to be that they are taking care of Techs in their world. But they're definitely, you know, this is a formidable squad that Billy Lang's got.
Absolutely. The Hawk does not die. And you'll be out there 7 o'clock tonight watching the wings flap. It's St. Joseph's. It's VCU. Robbie, thanks for taking some time joining us this morning.
MP, you guys have a great one. We'll talk to you tonight from Philadelphia.
Looking forward to it. We got one more segment. We'll wrap this thing up, send you off to AWOD Radio. Reminder, he is live today at River City Roll, the home of watching football and VCU basketball and all those things you do in Richmond. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM.
On Sports Radio, 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Hour number two of MP on the mic. Thank you to our friends, Appliances on Lakeside. We're giving away Commanders hats all day today. Get geared up. The big game tomorrow night against Detroit. We'll make the next call later this hour for some hats. Robbie Robinson joins us. VCU basketball tonight on the Fan against St. Joseph's up in Philly. Right now, though, it's a Friday. It's our guy Parney here for a little Parney happy hour, and this is a treat for me. Megan, you don't even know this. Yesterday, well, you did see me in here yesterday. I came in here yesterday to record.
We kinda surprise each other.
Episode. It wasn't episode one. It was the prequel episode.
Yeah.
To season two of Parney Time. The Parney Time podcast is divided into innings. So I guess we had batting practice yesterday. Is that what happened?
It was either the post game show or the pregame show or batting practice. I think we all had batting practice power yesterday, so we'll call it batting practice. And you also, good morning, by the way. I had no idea.
Good morning.
Already, thank God I answered the phone. If VCU is in Philly, I guarantee you 1,000,000% I know what Ed McLaughlin's doing right now.
In Philly?
1,000,000% in Philly.
He's eating a cheesesteak?
He's at DeLisandro's in Conshohocken, Norristown area, eating a cheesesteak right now. I will put my life on it. I will put my life on it. And if he's not at DeLisandro's, he's at Sonny's down on South Street. I promise you, he's going to be, if he's not there right now, he will be there before they tip on Hawk Hill at 7 o'clock tonight.
He is not going to miss a cheesesteak opportunity in Philadelphia. That is
we went to Philly one time, MP, the day after Christmas. There was about four or five of us. Drove to Philly, went to 9 cheesesteak places in one day, and 8 bars. Cheesesteak place bar, cheesesteak place bar, cheesesteak place bar, cheesesteak place bar. And Eddie Mack gave us a golf scorecard, and you had to score every cheesesteak that you ate throughout the course of the day.
It was golf, but instead of every hole, you went to a new cheesesteak bar and ate a new cheesesteak.
But yeah, and you had to go to a beer. You had to go to a bar to get a beer to wash the cheesesteak down before your next one.
I would 100% go on a cheesesteak tour of Philly with you and Eddie Mack. That sounds like a wonderful time.
Yeah,
season two of Parney Time though is in development. What are we sharing about this? It exists. You didn't get canceled. I'm very proud of you for going a whole season without getting canceled. What are the deets on season two?
I think it depends on a lot of what you guys want. You know, the Parney's Pub, we talked a little bit about yesterday, the Pub Club. We talked about some of the things that you guys want to see. You know, we do have a fan base, albeit small right now so far, but it seems like people want more of the same, just casual. We want it to be like I'm sitting in Parney's Pub talking to whoever my friend is. And one of the things I loved the most about yesterday is you, Cheeks, and Joe T., basically all said that the cool thing was the relationships that people get to see between me and you guys, and also me and whoever the guests are, and how authentic those relationships are, and you know how real it is, and you know a peek behind the curtain into what those relationships are like. You know, for example, you know when we had Jerome Bettis on the last show or the last inning, it took him what, 3 minutes to cuss me out,
if that.
And that is exactly what every Sunday's like when Jerome and I talk every Sunday morning. So, you know, people get to peek behind the curtain into my life and my world, which is you know maybe boring to some, but it's not boring to me. And we'll do more of that. I'm going to contact in the next couple of days. And David Justice, as I mentioned to you yesterday, he and I were texting back and forth a couple of weeks ago about something else, and he goes, "Hey man, when are you going to let me get on your podcast?" And I was like, well, that's pretty cool. David Justice wants to get on the podcast. So be him. And there's just a bunch of other things. I'm sure we're going to do something with, you know, Benny Rothrock and the Squirrels and the architects and builders of the ballpark, you know, because everybody wants to know what that's been like for the Squirrels through the years. You know, Lou DiBella might have to make a comeback. Did you say that was your favorite inning?
I love Lou, man. Lou's boxing stories are phenomenal.
Yeah. So, I'm looking forward to it. We just got off the phone with your boy Wyatt, our producer, and we're getting some dates set for some tapings, and we'll have some really local stories too. Like I was just thinking today, I haven't called him yet, but you know Michael Robinson, we haven't had him on yet, and he's amazing, doing great on a national level. Timmy Hightower has been doing gangbusters with the Commanders as their I don't know what his title is. Is he like director of
alumni relations?
Okay, so you know I've been meaning to shoot him a text of congratulations. I saw him last year at the National Sports Forum in Pittsburgh. I don't know if he's going to the one in February in Boston or not. So. Yeah, it's been fun just kind of deciding, you know, who you guys want to see on the show and who our folks that listen want to see on the show and who is willing to go on the show. So it's going to be a fun. We'll do 10 innings again this season, and hopefully we can grow the fan base. And I was pretty amazed. Were you shocked when Wyatt said that our Will Clark segment got over 4 million views on Instagram?
Barney, I'm shocked that 4 million. I'm not shocked that 4 million people know who you are, but that was a heck of a poll.
Yeah, I was pretty proud of that, and that gives us some numbers. You know, we're for Wyatt to go out and sell this thing too. So I'm excited about it. It's something that when I semi-retired, it was high on my priority list to do because it was something I always wanted to do. And I as you know, because we're close, never had time to do that in my other life as CEO of the Squirrels. So. Hopefully we'll continue to grow it and have fun with it, and that's the bottom line. As long as you guys are having fun doing it and I'm having fun doing it and we can muster up enough guests, we'll keep doing it.
Grab the Parney Time podcast everywhere you get your podcasts or hear it on 910 The Fan on Saturday and Sunday mornings before our normal sports programming. Parney, that's all very happy and good news. Unfortunately, this is the part of the program where I share how we did last week, and you were 1-for-5 last week picking football games. So we need a bounce back showing today for sure. Tell you what, let's start with the college, just because I know you know the score and we both agree on this one. This line has been here, there, and everywhere since it opened. Ohio State Notre Dame has gone as high as 10, as low as 8. It's at 8.5 right now. Ohio State is the huge favorite. I think I don't want to make assumptions, partner. You know what happens when you make assumptions. I believe you are joining me on the Notre Dame bandwagon on Monday night, though, right?
I am, and I still am. Although I like the Bear. You know the Bear that used to be on ESPN. Now he's on Fox or something. Well. When Tanya and I woke up, when I woke up, Tanya was still asleep, I had it on that channel, and then the Bear Show was on, and he and his counterpart are both adamant that it's going to be like 33-6. That one guy's even going to bet a prop of no Notre Dame touchdowns. So that they tried to get me, right? They tried to make me change my mind, but I did not. And I will not. I'm going with Notre Dame.
4 NFL football games this week. I agree with you, by the way. Notre Dame, well-coached team. I'm getting 8.5 points. I like everything about that. 4 NFL games. Chiefs are 8.5 point favorites against the Texans.
Well, the Texans, they were one of my five losses last week. I lost almost half amount of games in one day that I lost the entire year.
One great. Last week. One great.
And the Chiefs, I don't know what they are against the spread. I'd have to look it up before I make my official pick. And it's in Kansas City. But let's roll with the Texans just to see if they can keep it close. Stroud played a lot better. He had the sophomore jinx. I like D'Amico Ryan. The Chiefs win at a close one.
Chiefs had a seven-week stretch this year where they lost against the spread every single week, but they turned it around, got three of their last four against the spread. I also am taking the Chiefs minus 8.5. I don't know where that Texans team came from last week, but I like a well-rested one seed, which brings us to a well-rested one seed, the Lions.
Hold on, MP. You misinterpreted me. I said the Chiefs win a close one.
Oh, you want the Texans. Okay, so we're going to disagree on this one then.
Right.
Parney's just out here taking points. Well, I will give you another opportunity for 9 points this time, actually. It's Commanders-Lions in Detroit. I've already said I'm riding with the Lions in this one. As fun as it would be to have a local win, I'll love a well-rested one seed. Do you want 9 points?
No. I wish I could say yes because the Commanders have become lovable.
I was waiting
to get on your show. And I heard you were giving away Commander's hats, and I, honest to God, MP, I never thought I would hear the day where anybody would want a Commander's hat.
Yeah.
So it's really kudos to them. Kudos to the backward hat head coach, and the quarterback that led them to that. Unless Jalen Daniels goes off, I could see the Lions Motor City Dan's ready to roll, right? So I think this one's going to be a blowout. I'm taking Detroit.
I think it's been a wonderful season, an amazing ride. I worry about the Lions for sure, but if anybody can do it, Jaden's got the magic for sure. Rams-Eagles. The Rams are 6-point underdogs. I'm going to take the Rams and the points in Philly, but that's a tough place to play. Obviously, Saquon Barkley is rolling.
It is. Saquon's awesome. He seems like an awesome guy, and the Eagles seem like they have an interesting chemistry situation, right? Everybody loves Saquon. The offensive line is all behind him. You got your star wide receiver reading a book on the sidelines and having apparently a little squabble with the quarterback. The head coach is like schizophrenic, so like who knows what's going to happen with him. But all that aside, I really like the L.A. Rams. I think the Rams could go on a run here and potentially even get to the Super Bowl. I'm going with the Rams.
Yeah, Matthew Stafford looked so good on Monday night. I don't want recency bias to mess me up a minute. He looked so good on Monday night, and you win with quarterbacks this time of year. The main event, Sunday night, 6:30. I think we're all looking forward to this one, Ravens-Bills. Ravens actually 1-point road favorites in this one, but just 1 point.
Well, I don't like that. I did not know that, and I don't like that. My very good friend Anthony Opperman over at the Squirrels loves the Bills. Have a lot of friends here in Richmond that love the Bills. But I've been saying all along, I was just texting with one of my friends that works for the Ravens this morning, about 8 weeks ago, I don't know if I said it on the show, but I've been feeling like the Ravens were a Super Bowl team for a while. And I feel like the Ravens are going to win. I just wish they were underdogs. But 1 point, they got to win by at least 1 point, right? So we're going to go with the Ravens.
Those are the rules. Got to win by 1 point to win. It's the playoffs. No ties allowed. Man, we're running out of season. I always have so much fun with this every Friday, but we can't.
Wait, who are you taking? Who are you taking?
I'm taking the Bills at home. So we have disagreed 3 times today. Normally we are in agreement. This is a contentious happy hour with Parney today.
Hey, sometimes you can't hold your liquor, buddy. That's all right. As long as we're just contentious and not in a battle, that's okay. As long as there's no street fights going on, I'm okay with all that.
None whatsoever. Next weekend, we'll be picking conference title games. It happens quickly. Party time, catch it on the Fan. Listen for it everywhere you get your podcasts. Have a great weekend, dude.
Thank you. You too. And hey, everybody, listen, opening day of the Squirrels is coming up really quick, April 4th. I was in the office yesterday. It seems like tickets are flying out of there. Don't wait too long to get your opening night tickets for the Flying Squirrels. They're on sale now, April the 4th. and John Smoltz will be there. Make sure you do that today.
40th anniversary season at the Diamond, CarMax Park, going up across the street. Good stuff. There he goes. We're back giving away a hat on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.